Welcome back to Explore the Megillah. We now begin chapter 3, Perek Gimel, verse 1, Pasuk Aleph. And the Megillah reads as follows. Achar advarim o'ela, after these things, Gidal ha-melech Achashverosh es Haman, the king Achashverosh promoted Haman. Now Haman rises to greatness. Everyone's supposed to bow down to Haman, Mordechai doesn't, and that's what eventually leads to the decree. The Mefarshim and the commentaries ask a question, what does it mean, Achar hadvarim o'ela, after these things? Meaning specifically after what has just happened in the Megillah, that's what leads to Haman's promotion. What just happened in the Megillah? Well, two things. Vashti gets killed in the feast, and Esther gets appointed queen, and eventually saves Achashverosh, together with Mordechai, from the plot of Bigson and Seresh assassinating the king. Why does that all equal Haman getting promoted? So the Shoshanas Yaakov explains that it actually was a reward for Haman. Because who was the one who advised Achashverosh to kill Vashti? It was Haman. Why did Haman advise Achashverosh to kill Vashti? Because Vashti was disrespectful. She made a disgrace out of the king. She embarrassed the king by not obeying his command to appear by the feast. And therefore Haman said, let's get rid of her and let's get a new queen, which will be respectful, which will be loyal, who will be loyal to the king. And now Achashverosh sees that Haman was right. Look how loyal Esther is. She saved Achashverosh's life from the plot of assassination, and therefore he chooses now to reward Haman by promoting him. The Malbim and the Al-Sheikh explains a little bit of a different twist. They say that actually this was meant, in Achashverosh's mind at least, as a reward for Esther. Esther, having saved Achashverosh's life, Achashverosh feels, how am I going to reward Esther? Let's promote the person who made her queen, who because of him, she became queen, and only because of Haman was Esther queen at this point in the Megillah. The Maimer Esther explains that actually Achashverosh did this for his own sake. He wanted to be on Haman's good side. Why specifically now? Because right now we have the story of Bigson and Seresh plotting to assassinate the king. And Achashverosh now realizes that there are people within his palace that want him gone, that have no problem poisoning his food and assassinating him. And he knows that Haman is extremely wealthy. He has a lot of sons, he's extremely prestigious, and he was worried that if Haman plots to kill him, then Haman will just bribe everyone with his wealth for that everyone should keep quiet, and he will be successful in his plot. And therefore, specifically now that Achashverosh realizes that he has enemies within the palace, he decides to promote Haman, to get Haman on his good side, to say, okay, you know what, I'll make you second in command, I'll make you Mishnah Lamelech, I'll get everyone to bow down to you, to keep Haman on his side, and that Haman shouldn't be able to plot to kill Achashverosh. The Gemara explains a deeper idea in Maseches Megillah Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and it says over there that it says Achar Advarim Ha'ele says Rava that Hashem Hakadosh Baruch Hu Maktim Refuah L'Maka, that when Hashem brings a problem, when Hashem brings an affliction, a tzara on the Jewish people, he always creates the refuah first, before he brings the problem. He always creates the healing, the solution, the salvation first. And so too in the Megillah, we have Esther being queen, and we have Mordechai saving the king through the story of Bigson and Seresh. So everything is set in place that there should be able to be the salvation. Only now does Hashem bring the decree. This concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maktim Refuah L'Maka, the Shaloh explains, is hinted in the Torah. Well, the Torah says that Yaakov and Yosef gave the other brothers and the Jewish people in Mitzrayim a sign. Who will be their Redeemer? He says, the one that comes and says, Pokoid Pokadati. When he comes and says that Hashem has remembered the Jewish people, that he's going to redeem the Jewish people, that was the sign that this person is the Redeemer of the Jewish people. Now, the word for pain is tsara, tzadik resh hei. The word pokoid is pei kuf dalid. The letters for pokoid, pei kuf dalid, are the exact letters before the word tsara, tzadik resh hei. Pei comes right before tzadik, kuf comes right before resh, dalid comes right before hei. So there we have the tsara, the pain, and the pokoid comes before, the letters of pokoid are before the letters of tzara, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maktim Refuah L'Maka, Hashem brings the refuah, the healing, the salvation, before the affliction. Why does Hashem do it that way? So the Manas HaLevi and the Malbim explain beautifully that Hashem never really wants to punish the Jewish people. A punishment is not for the sake of hurting us. A punishment is to get to the refuah. So in other words, Hashem puts the refuah before the makkah. He puts the healing before the affliction to emphasize that the whole affliction is just to get to the healing. It's just to cleanse us. It's just to get us to do tshuva. It's to get us to correct our ways. It's like when a parent punishes a child, the purpose is not the punishment. The purpose is to educate, to show the child the right way of living. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makdim refuah lemakkah. Hashem brings the makkah before the refuah to show us that the point is the refuah, not the makkah. The whole makkah, the whole affliction, is just to get to the refuah. The Maharal explains this in a slightly different way. And he says that on a philosophical level, he says that the cause of everything needs to come before the thing. That's an obvious fact, right? If A is causing B, A needs to come before B. Now, the Maharal says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem promised the Jewish people that we will never disappear. And therefore, whenever Hashem brings a makkah, whenever Hashem brings an affliction on the Jewish people, there has to be a refuah first, otherwise there cannot be a makkah. If there's just a makkah, if there's just an affliction, if there's just a tzara, which will lead to the annihilation of the Jewish people without a solution, that makkah cannot be. It's impossible for there to be a situation which can actually lead to the annihilation of the Jewish people. And therefore, says the Maharal, that Hashem has to put the refuah before the makkah, because so to speak, the refuah causes that the makkah should be able to happen. Only if there's a solution, only if there's a salvation for the Jewish people, can there be this affliction, can there be the makkah. And finally, the Tehillah LeDavid says something which, if I hadn't seen it in this Sefer, I wouldn't have said it, because it's a little wild and it's a little out of the box, but it's a fascinating idea. And he says, the Tehillah LeDavid says, that we know that Hashem, whenever we are in a tzara, he says, "B'chol tzarasam loy tzar, imoy anoichi b'tzar." Hashem says that when the Jewish people go through a pain, Hashem himself finds himself within that pain. When we go to Golos, Hashem goes with us to Golos. And we have a rule, the Gemara Bracha says, "Ein chavush matir atzmoy mibeis ha'asurim." Someone who is stuck in jail cannot free themselves. You have to have someone who's out of the jail to free themselves. Therefore, kaviyochol, obviously, to emphasize, so to speak, Hashem is never trapped anywhere. Hashem could do anything. But, so to speak, because when the Jewish people are in pain, because when the Jewish people are going through a problem, Hashem himself enters the problem, so to speak, experiences it with us. Therefore, at that moment, so to speak, Hashem, again, so to speak, cannot create the solution because he is with us in the problem. He's with us in the jail. And therefore, before Hashem puts us in the tzara, he needs to create the solution before. So that the solution is already there. And therefore, even though Hashem is with us in the tzara, he's with us in the pain, the solution could happen because it has already been created before, so to speak, Hashem put himself in this quote-unquote prison, before Hashem put himself within our pain. Which is a tremendous chizuk for everything, whenever we go through a pain, when the Jewish people collectively go through a problem, when we go through a tzara, we always need to remember that Hashem never puts us through something without creating the solution first. Hashem is with us in our pain, and the solution has already been created, the salvation is already there. We just have to daven to Hashem that it should happen very soon. Have a wonderful day.